Oh, yeah.
All right, we're back with the Opie and Anthony program on XM Satellite Radio. Robert Kelly sitting in for Bill Burr, who usually sits in for Jimmy Norton.
What a clusterfuck Jesus we got Christ. Here, huh? We're on the third string.
We certainly are on the third string. My God.
Like the Jets over here.
We started with David Lee Roth. We got to Sammy Hagar, and now we're down to Gary Cherone.
Oh, man.
You call me Gary Cherone, fucking Hardy Boy asshole?
Bobby's starting to look like a Chinese movie bodyguard. He really is looking like Toru Tanaka right now.
I'm going to take my hat off and throw it at your neck.
The toughest, the invincible Chinese bodyguard. Go through Hazuki. You need a top hat.
Oh, holy shit.
Patrice O'Neill in studio. What do you think of Peter Brady?
Oh, he's finished. Goodness. God bless him. He's going to shoot himself at some point. He's going to get in the middle like that tic-tac-toe box. And just boom. After that junkie gets finished with him. That's the music. When he blows.
He has absolutely no control in that relationship. No control.
You can see the
he's just waiting for her
face.
To shut down the pussy.
I hope he's had enough like of that 60s booty. When did that show come out? 70s?
Mm-mm.
I think he had enough booty that you don't think he's going to be that spellbound over her.
Man. Oh, he probably got a lot in his day.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
It's just bringing back. It's like it brings back his old, you know, when it's time to change.
She's like 5'11". She was wearing heels, so she was like 6'1", 6'2". He's maybe 5'4".
Yeah.
Chris, I'd like to talk to you about something. It's the end. It's over, Chris. I'll let you glance up at me and your family for a while. I'll stay in this square. You can just be over there looking over at me for the last time before I tip my hat and get the fuck out of your life.
That is the best organ ever.
Just over.
I just wish I didn't see her face. If I had just saw a body, I'd be like, wow, you know. But I saw a face.
You saw the
evilness,
right?
It's just evil.
He's pure. He's praying that VH1 picks up a second season so he can continue the relationship.
Oh, she's built like a heroin needle. She just long needle neck.
That is some high maintenance on that one.
Thank you for not having me in here so I could piss off the Hollywood manager that was out there.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Oh, yeah, Schmecky McGillicuddy.
And then Anthony got a baseball thrown at his head.
Yeah, I started singing.
Oh, I saw you when you were doing
it. I started singing one of the old songs.
And he finally had it.
I think too many Brady references in his life where he just doesn't want to hear them anymore. It's very, you know something, there are barely any Peter-oriented episodes. So I really had to dig deep, goddammit.
Well,
he should have appreciated that.
The one with his bad voice was like,
that was one of the big ones. Marsha Oh My Nose,
and
huge
the pork
one.
Chops and apples.
Pork chops and applesauce is a big catchphrase. Yeah, and Phil Packer, when he dressed like Phil Packer with the mustache and went out with his brother as the older date.
What about the one where he changed out of the vampire back into the other costume? That was a big one.
That's not good. Where he's running back and forth.
The tiki's
a big one. Oh, shit, I forgot to play that while he's here. Damn it.
That's what a pussy sounds like when you go down there.
That would have gotten the ball thrown at me again. Memories on Surreal Life? I saw it. The dude is built like a...
Not anymore, though.
He's getting a little doughy.
She said he's getting a little doughy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, now he's got that, so he doesn't have to work for it.
It's not even about that. He's like he doesn't trust her to leave her alone for a second, so he could
go to the gym for a little bit.
Punches.
Yeah, he.
You think he's just eyeballing her every second of the day?
He should learn how to shut himself down on that one there, man. He should just. He should seriously try to learn. That's what I do with my girl. My girl is completely out of my league. I treat her like shit.
What, do you wean yourself off of her? You're fine.
Mentally abuse them enough. Where they start to believe you're sexy, and they start to believe that you'll get somebody just like them.
Yeah, is that how it works?
You have to, man.
By the way,
I'm a mess.
By the way, Patrice.
But she thinks You're the shit.
She loves me, man, because, you know, she loves me.
When did you start following the Seattle Supersonics?
Opie, stop playing. Stop acting like you don't know who black people are. If you see the hat matching the thing, it's just colors, man. It's a nice color.
Fucking Sonic. Shit.
It has nothing to do with the team.
I wear the Iraqi soccer team colors if they were, came in black and orange. How niggas do, man? We just, my hat's green. Once you see my hat's green, it's like, oh, okay. Bobby got a baseball fan's hat on, the one that's curled and white guy fan, you know what I mean?
Well, what's up with the flat brim? I really don't know what that's about.
It's just not that. Like,
white guys have to do the
look.
Curl.
You see, Anthony, it's just
white guys curl and the black guy.
Black guys gotta do the shit different. Just gotta do.
They want the hat. They want the hat like it's never been touched. They just bought it.
Yeah, this hat is.
They leave the stickers on.
I don't leave
the tag on.
They leave the stickers.
They actually carry the bag around with them.
The tag.
When they go inside, they put it back in the bag.
Absolutely. See, we got pickup truck, and that's Escalade.
Yeah.
We're all pickup truck.
They're
going to
wear that. They're going to wear a hat to the Grammys. That's why they try to make it look brand new.
Stop trying to make black people uncool. That's the thing.
Black people are cool. I mean, we'll give that.
And let me just say to you guys, I appreciate you still giving our little crew airtime because we are completely finished. that whole Colin Quinn experiment.
Yeah.
Colin, I think, is still, he works hard. Me, Keith. Bobby, thank you very much for putting Bobby on something. God bless you. who else was in our little crew? Norton.
Yeah,
Norton's
Jimmy.
Norton's a psychotic. He's not going to be able to even function in L.A. Why people think Billy Burr is better than him on the radio.
He's been going insane. I don't know if you've gotten emails.
He called me. Norton never calls me. I was in L.A.
He's
in
called
LA
everybody.
Lonely.
I guess he called everyone this week.
And it's, he left a message like, I didn't know, call me, man. We don't even
same,
talk.
I got the same
Here's
one.
Gimmick.
Guys, I think it's over. I think it's over. They like Billy better than me. It's like when Oliver came on the Brady Bunch. Feeling like when little Oliver came on, I'm not young and cute anymore.
I got a million dollar house.
He's losing his fucking mind.
I got $1 million house.
I hope he dies and gets AIDS.
Oh, God.
He's
fellas,
losing his mind.
Please have a contest.
Get cancer in your ass.
I would like to see nothing more than Jim Norton lose his job on the radio.
Oh,
just to watch him dunk his head in the toilet. He'd try to create a way to kill himself.
Yeah. That little head in the toilet bowl.
We should really fuck up his whole HBO gig by having a poll on the website. Should we keep Jimmy?
Oh.
Could you?
Oh, man.
Jimmy Norton, Bill Burr. Who's better?
Could you?
Oh, God.
Could you please? So he can sit in the sun and dry up like a snail and die?
Oh, that poor little guy.
He would follow the progress of that every... He would stop sleeping.
When this idiot told me everybody loves Billy on the radio, I said, Norton is really going to kill himself.
You know something? You can't blame him. When you leave a position, especially temporarily, you're hoping the guy that replaces you
stinks.
Flops.
Of course.
Jimmy loves us and the show and wants it to do well, but he wanted that guy that came in and sat in his fucking seat to bomb every day.
Especially someone not like him.
Right, right.
Doing nothing like it. Billy's is about as corny as iced tea with no sugar in it. And he comes in and they love him.
They love him.
Love his dumb red face and his giant head. Because they can't see it, so.
But we're all, we're all the same and insecure. There was a time.
You want them to bomb.
There was a time. There was a time I had strep throat, so Anthony did the show by himself. You think I was at home secretly hoping that he was going to do okay?
Oh,
fuck,
and it was
no,
awful.
Man. I was praying that he was going to fall on his face.
How'd you do? Oh, horrid.
Oh, you did?
And I heard he was
like
a hit.
Go alone.
You know when it hits them.
Babylon without somebody to, like, direct. To steer the ship.
Oh.
It's like, all right, take out this luxury liner.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the rudder here on the dock. Go.
It's our show, and I was at home hoping he was going to bomb when he went solo. Are you kidding me?
It hit the streets, Opie. Streets like crack Billy Burr's appearance on the show.
Did it?
It hit the
Did
streets. Because I sleep until 4 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
People just like, people love Billy Burr. They said nothing about that garbly mouth slug. Nothing.
It really hit the street.
They like this on HBO. All right, cut. Martin. He's like, sorry, Louie. I just got a lot on my mind.
I got a lot on my mind, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about a lot.
Be yelling at the lighting guy, is there anything you can do? Is there anything you can do?
He's thinking about buying, using his HBO money to buy a studio in L.A. to simulcast the He'll do it while he's filming his show.
He just bought an antenna.
And cut. Check the gates. I'll be right back. Hey, fellas.
David.
Every time Jimmy hits his MiFi to listen to the show, it's just Berg on.
And it was a grilled cheese sandwich.
Everyone's just laughing their balls off. Ah, God damn it.
Dude, dude. Now, you know Katrina. Dude.
Comedy people.
Oh, my poor God. Jimmy's just sitting there.
Oh, my God. Please, fellas, don't give him any. No security, because Norton acts like a complete ass when he's comfortable. You should see him when he's uncomfortable.
He gets a British accent when he's.
When he's
Robert, would you like to go to lunch today? It's Jimmy Norton.
Dude, you don't say that in front of people.
Say that.
That's inappropriate.
That poor little fucker.
So I'm so happy you're still giving guys that I know, like, because Voss is completely. You talk about stupid Peter Brady. Rich Voss is going to shoot it. He's going to stand out here in front of this window and go like this. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. He's going to stab him. You know what we call him now? Rich McFarlane.
Jesus.
That's his new name. He's not Rich Voss anymore. He's Rich McFarlane. He called me and said, why didn't you bring me a, I love you. I'm like, my best friend. He didn't bring me no gift for my reception.
Yeah.
I was falling for it. He called me and Keith, right, because we didn't bring nothing. And Stupid brought $100, but that's nothing either. So
it's because I'm fucking...
That is pretty cheap.
Shut up, Stupid. And you know your girl told you to bring it. Don't play me, Bobby.
She got me the card. I told her to bring... No, fuck you. She told me she got the card, and I was going to give the money.
What happened?
I wasn't gonna
of course. Do you hear that you just said what I said? She brought the card, and you go, dude, so I put the... Yes,
you don't give
Bobby.
A card without money.
I know. I said I'm going to give him money.
Bobby tries to double talk. He tries to pimp his own friends all the time.
I'm not trying to pimp anybody.
Listen to this, though.
Go ahead.
He calls me, and he calls Keith, right? Says, I'm your friend, and da-da-da-da-da. So I'm falling for it. Keith's falling for it, too. And I go, wait a minute, Voss. We're supposed to be these special friends. You didn't invite me to the wedding. You didn't invite me to the wedding.
Oh,
I don't want to bother you. I said, so why are you bothering me now?
Black people.
Why are you bothering me now about Canada. Your dumb... first of all, your dumb reception at Caroline's with cupcakes.
Cupcakes
and salad.
The cupcakes were really good.
Bill said the red carpet was like a shower mat.
Like a real carpet.
It was like a shower mat.
It was the red rug affair.
Yeah. Well, it was his post-wedding celebration at a comedy club here in New York.
But
we're
not like regular squares. Like, we're not square people. Like, for you to think that I'm having something that's like this thing where you are being a regular person, I have to tell you 25 times, like, hey, Opie, Anthony, Bobby, hey, man, this is RSVP. RSVP, I said I'm coming. That's like my RSVP. All right, nigga, I'll be there.
Yeah.
You know? No one does that at RSVP. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't. And we had to call him Rich McFarlane because we know that it's Bonnie doing that. Bonnie's taking over the Voss Foundation.
And Voss is going to end up having another kid. Foundation. You watch. He's going to have a kid at 52 years old.
Because Bonnie's going to have him do it. I'm telling you. But see,
she's probably pregnant already.
Came in pregnant. I would make her go to Maury Povich.
Fraternity.
I
want
to go on record and say that she's.
I gotta take a fraternity test.
Fraternity.
Fucking idiot.
Hey, people. He's mad you didn't come too. He's mad everybody didn't come.
You know something,
dude? I called.
I wasn't gonna go to Caroline's. When we got to wake up and come here in the morning at some ungodly hour. He didn't show up the next day.
That's right. He was supposed to be on our show the next day. The reception started at 9:30 at night. We can't do that.
Good. I hope you
told
me. What
was I supposed to go there for 10 minutes?
I got
to
really,
be in bed by 10, 10:30.
You know what I wish you guys would say? Just say, we're not coming, Voss, because we don't feel like it.
RSVP.
I called and I said, I don't know.
Hey, we got to move on to something else because they're reminding us to ask you about the Foster thing.
Oh, shit.
Robert Kelly just kind of out of nowhere. We've known the guy for years.
He's a foster child.
You don't know this either?
You know I was in foster homes.
Oh, Holmes. Okay. I thought he was adopting a foster child or something. Okay, yeah, I know Bobby.
Oh, my God.
He thought I was adopting a kid.
Bobby's really one of the true white boys I know that has, like, he's, like, has problems. See, there's a thing about, it's really a philosophy I have about him and, like, certain white guys.
Yeah.
Okay? Certain white guys, because, you know, if you're white in this world and you're not successful, it's really suffering. It's a lot of suffering involved with not being a successful white guy.
Yeah, it's expected.
When you're expected.
Yeah. We're still talking about me, right?
Yeah, you. So, there's some white boys who are really David Banner trying to be the Hulk, and there's some white boys who are the Hulk trying to be David Banner.
Right.
And Bobby is the Hulk. He's always angry, and he's always destructive, and he's always evil, but he tries to walk around with this phony, accepting smile of society. He doesn't realize people react to him like a nigga or a Puerto Rican. They don't. He's uncomfortable. Look at him. Look at him fidgeting.
Oh.
That background noise is him tapping the thing because Bobby tries to be this patient. He's an evil
My
dude.
Eyes are turning green right now.
He's just like that.
Don't
like,
make Bobby angry.
Like he's Sonic's jersey.
Yeah. It's the color of the Sonic's jersey.
Yeah.
He can't fit it no more, but after the show, he's going to come and go, dude, what was that?
I'm not, dude.
He's going to drill it.
You said this to me 100 times.
Until he accepts that he's not a true white guy, he's not accepted in the white community. He needs to stop. Look at Bobby. He's chubby, bald. He used to be sexy. Like, he used to be the sexy kid, but now he's Professor Tera Tanaka, and he refuses to accept it. So stop trying to be a white boy, King Kong Bundy. And
so what's up with this foster thing? We were talking about extreme home makeover shows and stuff and how that's really bad for the family because after the crews leave, these beautiful houses are now in the middle of the ghetto, and we're thinking, you know, the neighborhood swallows up these homes from the poor people. Whoa, 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 whoa.
He called me a fucking nigga.
I've been telling you that for years, though, Bobby.
I know.
So we're talking about this foster family or something, and out of nowhere he blurts out that he was a foster kid.
Yeah,
but everybody knows that, though.
I didn't know that. He didn't want to let us know that.
I just, after you go out of juvie hall, they put you in foster homes. And, the foster parents are awesome. Really, they're fucking. They don't do it. Most of them do it for the money. They do it to get extra cash.
Yeah, they do. They get
literally.
Right?
I had mac and cheese every day or peanut butter and jelly. It wasn't like I got dinner. That's what I had. They did it for the extra cash because they have other kids, but they don't want to work.
What about the?
They have all these weird rules.
Did you hear that institutionalized speech right there? That poor guy. I love Bobby, man. So that was just pain.
What about the love?
Yeah, was there any love going on?
Where was
on?
The love?
No.
No. The guy would make this guy would make me go out. I would have to wake up in the morning, and he would. He was a security guard, just a fat, bald, redhead dude. He'd make me go out of the house in the morning, in the winter, and just walk around because he liked to be home. He liked to walk around in his underwear.
Well, good.
So I'd walk around Lawrence, Mass., which is a dangerous neighborhood, mm-hmm. you know, and. I'd have to just walk around.
No.
Lawrence is dangerous.
I didn't
the
say
Puerto Ricans.
I just want to make Anthony know that this story is horseshit. But
it's not horseshit.
I didn't want to let the fans know that Lawrence is not tough. I'm from your part of the
you're
country,
from
Bobby.
Roxbury, the worst part of Boston. But there's a middle ground between between Roxbury
and Newton.
They had a riot in fucking. In Lawrence.
Yeah, it was some type of immigrant thing. It's nothing but Guatemalans. They have a Guatemalan town or whatever.
Puerto Ricans.
It's not Guatemalans. Puerto Ricans, you fucking know.
El Salvadorians, I think they got up there.
Yeah.
They're
conquistadors.
Bobby is the meanest white boy I ever met because of that foster home thing. He has a lot of deep things going on, man.
How long were you in foster care, though? What age?
People
need this info for the Photoshop
11,
they're going to do with you.
11 to 15.
11 to 15.
And what happened before 11?
What?
What happened before you were 11?
I had a family. I told you. Do you listen?
Wait, you had a family. They gave
I live
up
with
on
my
you
parents,
at 11?
Went to jail. When you get, you can't just go home after juvie jail.
What
you
do you do
at
11?
What I do?
Oliver Twist.
You know
what?
Listen, fellas. Opie really is a white guy. He does a lot of things that when somebody or a criminal asks you what when he repeats your question,
he
does not want to share it. who'd I kill?
But then that's my job to keep pushing. if he wants to come back to, tomorrow, he'll
why
tell
I
us
rape
what
her?
He did.
What do you mean, why'd I rape her? What? Rape her?
Yeah, why'd you rape her?
Why'd I rape her?
What did you rape? But I'll get to the bottom of it. You watch. All right. What did you do at 11?
What did I do at 11?
What did I do? Yeah. What do you mean?
Wait, you went to jail at 11?
All right, Bob, what did they accuse you of doing?
They accused me of unarmed robbery, assault and battery, malicious destruction, trespassing, and breaking.
Wait, at 11?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, but it wasn't all that, dude. I wasn't a criminal. I wasn't a bad kid.
Armed robbery, what was it?
Unarmed.
Oh, unarmed.
That's strong arm robbery. That's worse than armed robbery.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah,
you know all the goddamn.
You don't even need a weapon.
Unarmed robbery. That's called strong arm robbery without
Jesus.
A gun.
So yeah.
I'm just letting the fans know.
What are you doing?
I'm just letting people know that's worse.
You called me a fat chink. You called me a nigger. And now I'm strong arm robbery. You can't just let me have some fucking slack.
Who did you muscle? Who did you muscle at 11?
It was at, you know, the what we did. It was.
Wait, you had a little gang at 11?
Well, I hung out with kids. You know, hang out at a park or something with a bunch of the
same
kids.
Not strong arming people.
We went into a pizza store and he went in the back. It was a kid. One of the cooks was actually a kid he beat up a week before. So we went back in the kitchen. He says, listen.
At 11?
He said.
That's what I can't get past.
He goes, you're going to go out there, take the money. You say it was three black guys who did it. No offense. But,
none taken. Yeah, sure.
And, whatever, you're going to say that. But,
mandatory.
Yeah, it's a mandatory thing.
It is a mandatory,
It just comes out.
It's in the manual.
Especially if you live in Boston.
Yeah.
Blame all crimes on black guys. What was that?
Charles Stewart.
Charles Stewart.
I was there. They frisked the entire state of Massachusetts. Where was you yesterday, nigga? I was on the moon. No, you wasn't. You killed a white woman.
I was playing for the Celtics. No, you wasn't, motherfucker.
No, you wasn't.
Just for the rest of the country. Rest of the country. What's the story again? She was pregnant.
He was a white boy pregnant. His wife was pregnant. He shot her in the head and then shot himself like in his lap or something. And then said a nigga did it from Roxbury.
Right.
And they raped the entire community.
They showed it on TV, just black dudes against
the
brick
wall. Oh, for Boston,
And that's when liberal white guys started because his brother got guilty.
Yeah.
He snitched on him, and he jumped off a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Jumped off the
And the same day he jumped off a bridge, my friend in high school jumped off a bridge. But that didn't make the papers.
Oh, white guys always trying to copy each other.
So anyway.
He took a cab to the same bridge, and he said, right as he's pulling up to the toll, the guy just heard, chkunk, and the door didn't shut. Fump, fump,
see what Bobby deals with? Bobby's a bad dude, man.
Yeah.
He's got rage in his eyes.
There's too much shit in your life.
I try to calm him down. I try to keep him from dying, man.
So he called me doll eyes.
He got doll. He does like a bat. Like a doll eyes. Yeah.
Lifeless eyes. Black
lifeless
eyes.
Doll.
Like a doll's eyes.
So my eyes make a click sound when they blink.
Who has black eyes? Bobby has black eyes.
You tip him over backwards.
Yeah,
they're
closed.
With no pupils, Bobby can see in complete darkness.
Walk us through this 11. Walk us through the thing.
Yeah, what happened with the crime?
Pizza joint, you're going to beat up the cook, take the money?
We're going to take the money. And what happened was the two guys let us do it. We were both drunk, but my friend went up
drunk
to the
at 11.
He didn't know how to do the buttons.
Yeah.
So I went up, pushed the button, grabbed the money. As we're running out, I tripped on the curb, landed on my pinky finger. Brought it all the way over to
my
thumb.
I broke my pinky, man.
Laying there. You should have seen me, dude. I was fucking like, eh. My pinky was over here.
Yeah? Okay.
And it didn't hurt. It just looked fucked up. You know what I mean? It didn't hurt yet. But the place that we actually robbed was owned by the mafia. They have a restaurant that people don't go to downstairs.
Uh-huh.
You really don't. There's a pizza place upstairs, but there's a little stairwell. You go down. It's like maybe 10 seats, maybe 10 tables. And I was actually in my friend Frankie's house watching TV, just hanging out, smoking dope, eating some Tyson chicken. The door was open.
No offense.
no offense. The cops just came upstairs. The door was open. Came up, grabbed Frankie, grabbed him. It was like a Twilight Zone episode. Grabbed him, just took him out, took him away.
Oh,
and I'm sitting in his house. His mother comes out. Where's my son? I was like, the cops just came, took him. And she was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't know. I was fucking stoned. I'm down the park later that night. The guy pulls up to me, the cop. He goes, what's your name? I was like, Robert Kelly. He goes, there's a warrant for you. I don't know where. I guess the warrant got lost. I think my mother knew one of the cops, and he kind of hid the fucking thing. But this other dick was like, I'm going back to find it. He goes, and if you're lucky, I'll pick you up because you're an idiot because the people that the pizza store you own, they're looking for you, too. Because they wanted to break my fucking leg.
Yeah.
This is called a Lawrence tale.
Oh, is it?
Chaz Promontory came up and
grabbed it. Lawrence tale. Would you rather be feared or loved, Patrice?
And it's absolutely true. Bobby tells me all these goofy stories, but I can't believe you share them on the radio because it makes
crazy.
Me swear to God not to tell anybody all the time. And I know. And now you're telling everybody. Why do I have to keep my big mouth shut?
Really? You don't just at 11.
He was a strong arm robber.
I told you I would get it out of him.
Yeah, but you make it sound a lot. Unarmed robbery sounds
worse. No.
Nicer.
Robbery is. Listen, tell you something. I know.
I don't like the word strong arm.
I've heard about different charges.
Right.
What?
Robbery is as bad as you can get. Robbery is you taking something from a person. Arm robbery is bad, but strong arm robbery is almost worse. It's worse.
Yeah.
Like mayhem is worse than like third degree, like second degree murder. Mayhem.
Mayhem.
The chick in the pizza store.
Worse than murder.
Mayhem is when you purposely don't try to kill somebody, you purposely try to maim somebody.
Yeah.
So you try to remove a limb or do something bad so that they don't look the same way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's worse than certain degrees of murder.
Of murder.
Yeah.
Wow.
So walk us through it. So now what? You're arrested.
So I went back.
look at old folks going to get this.
No, they didn't get me.
Good story, though.
Couldn't get me. He says, I'm going to be, you want to not go to jail tonight, get off the streets. I'm an idiot. I went out. Me and my friend got a pint of Irish peppermint schnapps or whatever the fuck it is. And I went down to get some weed. I was tanked. All of a sudden, this cop car pulls up. My mother's in the back seat. It's like in slow mo. She's like, come here, motherfucker. And I don't know what happened. I just walked into the car. Because your mother calls you. There's that little thing. There's something in your head that just goes. And I got in. I went to jail that night. And that was it. The next day, my bail was $10. The judge was my first thing. $10. They reduced it from $10,000 to $10, and she wouldn't fucking pay it.
Isn't it 10% cash? So for like a buck, you get out.
I she wouldn't pay $10. She wouldn't pay nothing. Nope.
So you sat in jail.
I went to fucking juvie jail.
$10, but they wouldn't let you out on your own reconnaissance.
Huh?
Yeah, right.
They
juvenile. Nope. If my mother didn't want to take me, she said to the judge. She goes, if you give him to me, you'll be picking him up in a body bag.
Jeez.
She was like ruthless.
And you gotta understand, Bobby's mother was still in high school at the time.
What the hell are
you? I'm sorry. I'm joking, Bobby.
You inadvertently called my mother a whore.
Sorry, Bobby.
So what's wrong with you?
How long did you have to do?
I'm joking, Bobby.
That was good, though. I liked that. It was funny.
I know, but I gotta go against it. I can't really just laugh at my mother being a whore, a
can't
black guy from
Rochester. But your mother was young, though, right, Bobby?
Or is that she was young
my
when
mother,
she had you?
My
that's
mother
all.
Was 15 when what? She had my sister. She
Holy
was 18
shit.
When she had me. She really was drunk in a bush with a schlitz.
A goa. Nice.
So you did juvie for how long?
I think it was like 3.5. You go in for 4 months. I think it was 4 or 5 months in juvie. But you go.
And why was it scary? Like, walk us through
this.
I don't know.
All right, when you
shit.
Go, you go way out. They have this place way out in the woods in Middleton. Okay, it's an old, abandoned, insane asylum. Okay?
I know about this place, too.
Okay, you know about it.
Real? Yeah. It's real.
Middle of nowhere. You walk in. There's a bunch of
and
other...
you're 11, right?
Yeah.
That's what I can't get past, by the way, but go ahead.
You walk in, handcuffs from the court. You just and they have the real prisoners in the back. They have a little bench in the front of the van with a screen, and they're talking to you the whole time. You little bitch, I'd fuck you right in the ass.
Oh,
I'd get you. Look at your lips. You got little sweet lips. They're both the same size. I like that, you know. They're talking to you the whole way.
Oh, boy.
So you get up there, and then they take you out. You're in shackles. They take you in. You have to shower. Like, they clean you.
Ooh.
Which is the first time I ever... Ooh. I've never been naked with another dude in the room. And I didn't even have peach fuzz.
Well, you wasn't even old enough to be a dude yet.
Yeah, but I'm next to dudes with fucking schlongs and hair.
You're like 2 years removed from
right.
like being
right.
pedophiled. Like, like, right? Is that what's that? How old are you gay? And what's the gay and pedophilia?
When you grow pubes. pubes.
Like, is 11 pedophilia? If you
oh, yeah, I would say
I
so.
I think it all is.
Or is he gay?
I think it's all gay and all pedophilia.
All gay pedophilia.
Yeah, well, that's fuck, dude. I don't know if there's a line.
There's no cutoff.
You're talking
point.
About technicalities. Are you
well,
insane?
I'm
you know so much about the law.
I'm just saying to you.
Dirt
I'm
ball.
Saying it's like, really? If something had happened to him, would that have been, you know, is he old enough to have been a dude?
Absolutely not.
To a dude.
No
like,
hair?
Where you tell the story, it's like, yo, they got me when I was 11. It's like, oh, you fag. Or is it like, oh, jeez, man.
Yeah, poor kid.
He was pedophile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
what?
It would have been pedophile.
You're not a fag if they pin you down.
Oh. They hold you down.
All right, go ahead, Robert. So they shower you and people are taking a look at you.
Oh.
So, no, you shower haunting. In front of people. Then you have to go into another room with another creepy dude. You know, who wants to help kids.
Yeah.
But you've been single your whole life. You live in a one-bedroom, and you're 42. Okay. Yeah, you just want to help kids. And then you have to take all your clothes off. You have to bend over, do 5 jumping jacks. You know, and it's like...
Why is that?
Because
so
you might...
Stuff. Maybe stuff
you might,
will fall out.
You might yeah. be
fall
smuggling, you know, like 8 grams of heroin in your yeah. asshole. But I'm 11. Yeah.
Check
yeah. I got to know how to tie a knot that tight.
Well, a lot
smuggling
of people did, though.
Pop rocks up his ass.
Well... What they do is then they put nothing. You into this big...
That's a kid thing.
Yeah, guys, yeah, check it out.
Thank
I got pop rocks.
And then you fucking jumped on that train wreck?
Nice talking to you. Give me one,
Yeah, absolutely.
So then you go into this... They just stick you in a room with a bunch of other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there all day, and you wait till 5 or 6 o'clock at night, and then they go, Robert Kelly... And you come over, they handcuff you, shackle you, and then tell you where you're going. And then they take you in the middle of the night to some lockdown facility. But you slowly graduate out of shitty, a little less shitty, to like some place that you can go out and, you know, have picnics in the afternoon. And then you go from there to a foster home.
And this had to be in the mid to early 80s, so this was before rights. So, you know, guards and stuff. You know Bobby was abused.
Oh, yeah, something
No,
happened.
I've never... You know what? I
something
never...
Happened.
I was in one place. It was this place in Halifax, Mass., way out in the middle of the cranberry fields.
No, this is Halifax now. So she went from Middleton to Halifax.
Yeah, yeah.
And the further out... Now, Halifax, if you're not from Massachusetts, is like, never heard of it.
Right.
It's the further you go out in certain places, the more they do bad things.
Yeah.
This place was bad. It was one road into the place. I had a broken nose when I went in there. And as soon as I got in there, you know, I got my nose broken again. You know? And the whole place was run by this little tiny black dude. They called him the Godfather. And all the other... I don't know why they all fucking... All the other dudes. But they went at it one day. Every white kid was getting it. My kid, he was bouncing the ball. They had like a little tiny rim, only 5. Everybody can dunk it. They used to play New York ball, and this kid was over in the corner just bouncing a ball, and all of a sudden you just heard, "Yo, homeboy," and the kid turned around like happy, like they were gonna ask him to play.
Oh boy!
5 basketballs just went right into his
and
face.
And you hear what Bobby's saying here. People just don't get this. This is what people. I'm really happy you're saying this finally.
Yeah.
Because two things. One, Bobby played New York basketball with a bunch of black dudes in prison. Now, you know what New York 21 is. It's everybody for himself. So it's like football playing basketball. So he played that with them.
Yeah, I got an elbow in the face.
Secondly, this is to these comedians out here, right, that feel protected because we're all comedy people. Bobby is really like a second from like killing somebody. And I noticed, because I get that too, like a lot of these little skin, like Greg Rogel, you know Greg Rogel?
Yeah, yeah.
Little scrawny Jew kid.
Yeah.
He walks around like with this fire. Everybody's like, "Oh, you're such a fiery whoo." It's like, do you know I'll squeeze your face off? Do you understand? But the fact is that we're in the same business, so I can't, what's protecting him from getting, you know, is the fact that we're in this business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, people think that Bob's just a lot of, I know Bobby for years, and we didn't like each other when we first met. We were
I
both
liked
like
you.
No, you didn't.
Jesus
Christ. We were both like these alpha male dudes, and I found out Bobby is really this dude, man, and he keeps from... I mean, I have to walk him through life a lot. Every day. I have to walk him through, like, not killing somebody, not doing something. You know, dude... And it's just like, you know how, and I know this. This is, you know, Bobby got a lot of rage.
You tell him I was smoking
dudes.
A cigarette that I wasn't blowing you?
Oh, not, oh, sorry about
I'm
that.
Not going to know what that sound effect was.
But if you know Bobby, and he's chain smoking. Dude, yeah. he's a real, you know, he's a real case that comedy is saving lives. For real.
You know what, dude? I'm happy.
I know, because you know me.
So then you went into foster homes? What, your
I'd like to be able to tell you that Bob Kelly was able to hold off those boys.
But that's not real life. The sisters got them.
Any man would give into a phone book and a baseball bat to
in,
the back.
In Halifax, Bobby was here. Just piss break, boss.
Tell us the story of how you got your buddy's beers for doing the roof work. Going to Texas.
By the way, to interrupt real fast, Peter Brady and his lovely, lovely young girlfriend, the pictures are now up on opieandanthony.com to check out. And you can check out what she was wearing, which was just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So then your parents gave up on you?
Yeah, they were like...
After you got arrested at 11, they just said that's it.
My mother went in, all of my friends got bailed out. My mother went into the judge's chambers with me. Took all my paraphernalia, my pot, my bongs, everything that I had hidden, put it on the desk. She went, what do I do? He said, let him go. Just let him. Let him go through the system.
Oh.
And there you go. And that's what she did. She just said, fuck it.
I hope you didn't put it like that when you were sitting there. What do we do? Let him go. Oh, I'm going? But then through the system.
And then you finally get out. Aren't you assuming you're going to go back with your parents?
I didn't want to go. No, I thought. Not first. First of all, I'll tell you why. The first foster home I went to was in Lynn. It was at this older couple. They smoked weed, okay? And the next-door neighbor, their friends, the lady, used to fucking fuck with me.
Really?
And her boyfriend used to get me high. So he'd take me out to get high and say, don't tell my girl.
That was
she'd take me over there.
Lynn was the white ghetto
fucking
master. Lynn
blow me. Yeah. And so, you know, and then I'd hang out with my parents and smoke butts and get stoned. And they love wrestling. They were the WWF back then, so it was like, it was unbelievable.
You're fucked up.
Are you telling me comedy doesn't help heal lives? Imagine if Bobby's just a regular square walking around.
Dude, working humanity, a 9-to-5.
Not being able to talk about this and be funny about
cubicle
it.
Cubicle.
But
somewhere.
Most of them suck, though.
Instruction.
Like you go, you,
he'd be a guy that just comes on the job site and kills like three people. Yeah, you can see it on the news.
So you still talk to your mom?
Oh, yeah. Me and my mom are friends now.
Just friends, though. Like, there's no, like...
Oh, yeah. No. I'm back with my family now. I got a big Irish Catholic family. What happened was is
when did you finally get back? It seems like it took many, many years.
Yeah. Probably when I was,
Jesus,
like, 20.
Look how uncomfortable you're fucking making him.
As you get older, Anthony, though, you start to... Because I thought I was abused growing up by my mother. I thought, you know, my mother was 21 when she had me, you know? Right. So she's a kid. Like, when I talk to 21-year-olds, I'm like... young, delicious, you know?
Imagine that trying to raise you.
So I'm by herself. So you realize when you get older, you
that
do
went without there. Saying, by the way. You,
oh, Jesus, thank you do, Captain Obvious. Yeah.
You do.
Make it perfectly clear. Yeah. Oh, it was by herself. Yeah. Really,
really Ooh. Prolific.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Is that in your dear Patricia?
There's a possibility that my father could have been around. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. There was a slight chance I had a dad.
Sometimes.
Sure. I'm just saying, once you get older...
And then we'd be calling the Guinness
older,
Book of World Records saying, we found one.
No offense.
It's a possibility. Right.
Sure it is.
Sure it is. All
give
right.
Give me a break. I'm not trying to be redundant here.
Let the guy some slack.
All right. Jesus.
So I'm just saying, 30, after you turn 30, you realize that you don't blame your parents for what they did. You realize, you know what I mean? So I'm sure you got... I bet you at 25, you loved his mom.
Yeah.
Again.
How old was your mom when you were doing this jail stuff?
16, 17.
Well, she was like 29.
She was 11, so.
She was 29,
yeah,
right?
She was a young, yeah. She
all right, so still in her 20s, maybe late 20s. Yeah, yeah, that's no bullshit to have to deal with.
Young, oh, she young was, and
you know what? I would go down to my, this is before I started getting into trouble. I'd be like, Ma, I need help with my homework. She'd open the book for 2 seconds, and she'd be like, I fucking hated this shit. I don't know, go ask your sister.
And you used to look at it like mommy. But they're young. When I talk to a 25-year-old, I'm like, you're going to get it. Delicious. She was a mommy.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 30. I'm 35. 30 years old is like,
you have a banging chick?
I got this one.
You have a banging chick with a kid?
That's all my girls got kids. I don't know a girl without a kid.
What?
Again? Why the fuck are you even...
Because she has to go. She has to get up and leave.
She's got to go. She's got to go wake or take her kid to school.
Well, just... Finishing up, though, so then it was juvie, foster homes, and then on your own at 18, I'm assuming then, right? And then
actually,
finally you were
free? Actually, I went back to my, the last time I went back to my parents' house, I had to leave because I couldn't deal. Moved in with one foster father till I was legally able to move out, and as soon as I was, I moved into a house with six retards.
And here's where I'm getting. How did you find comedy through all this?
Through that,
you had to
dude.
Be funny being raped.
When was the last time you saw a happy family dude that has money and lives in Connecticut that went, hey,
that
was
a fucked up thing that
not
happened.
All, not all. Not going to comedy.
The
not
ones
all.
That have any, like, you know, some power to their comedy certainly do.
It was only
99% of comics.
I tell you what, in juvie jail, the thing that got me through, honestly, like, I remember the day all these black kids came into my room. And they all surrounded me, and they ghosted me. They were ignoring me. Like, they sat right on my bed, two of them up here, when I was just lying there like this, and they were ghosting me, like, talking about white dudes and blah, blah, blah. And
Jesus.
And I was just sitting there reading my little fucking whatever book. And I go, they said something about homeboys or white boys. They go, you a homeboy, you a white boy. I said something like, I'm a homeboy, sir. Some shit. Just kidding.
No.
And there was silence for like a fucking second. Like, I fucked up. And they went, oh, man, you a funny motherfucker. And I was
fine.
There
you go.
And that's where I learned how to be funny, man.
But Bobby, listen, this is the thing we talk about. Another thing, Bob.
Oh, shit.
Secrets.
Can we have some of your secrets today?
I got a lot of secrets that everybody knows.
Yeah. Like one.
Dude, we had a great segment with him.
Are you joking me, man?
I know, right?
You know I share all my problems.
Last dildos and everything. We got deep with him, man.
Yeah,
he walked away going, yeah, there is really something wrong with me.
There's a problem.
We got into his head one time on this
dildo.
Show.
We want Bob to talk about this. Thank you, Obi, for letting him do this. Because he wants to talk about cheese and slinkies on stage. And... Because he's too scared to open up. You don't think it's going to be funny.
I talk about
this
that shit
genius.
Now.
Genius.
I talk about fat stuff.
I thought it was really interesting.
It's
I
genius.
Didn't mean to throw you on.
Genius.
You know.
Marshmallow yell you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got to take a break. It's been a while.
Jesus
Let's take
Christ.
A break. Anthony, we got the Laszlo Steve thing they put together for our first anniversary
Very
here at XM Satellite Radio. You didn't congratulate
us. Oh, it's been a year. October, that's right. God bless you.
We made a year. No one thought we'd make a year. We made a year.
Yes, we did think you was going to make it. Are you still mad? Opie is up. He is John Wayne of this.
No. I'm a different person. I'm not
Are
mad.
You really?
Yeah,
I remember the first
mad.
Time I came up here, it was just like, you mully. Oh,
we were very
bitches.
Patrice, we were really bitter because, and we listened to the audio recently. Whatever. It's
That's right, but I'm
but
glad,
we should have never got
October,
never
now he's got the chick, he's got the cash, he's got a restaurant now.
I bought a restaurant.
What?
He bought a restaurant in Boston. He's a restaurateur.
I go out to eat a lot, so I figure I knew something about the restaurant.
Italian?
We don't
he
know
doesn't
yet.
Know. He doesn't know.
Oh, no, my brother's figuring it all out. No, we got a couple weeks.
Where is it?
Huntington.
Damn. In Huntington.
What are you investing your money in, other white guy?
The bank. I just bank it.
That's right.
That's what I do. Occasionally, I take a little out and invest in Atlantic City, Mohegan, Vegas.
You have a house, though, right?
But,
no, we don't have houses.
No, I'm looking.
Yet.
You didn't buy a house?
I'm looking. I can't find one. Mint plus condition. You walk in, and it's like, maybe 1976.
You got a girl again?
Yeah. She's in the office right now.
You too? Oh, you still with
yeah.
her?
Still with the same
That's
girl.
Anything.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah. And people get mad. They call up every day. Oh, you're not as angry anymore. Well...
Well, you get a little...
There's nothing to be angry about right now. Give me a break.
Yeah, I mean,
I just had to write my angry check last night, but...
What's an angry check?
That's my angry check that I have to write to the same girl every 3 months.
Are
your fans getting older now? You guys, you know, your fans are 35 now.
Yes, they're all with pipes and reading the Wall Street Journal.
But how old are your fans now? I mean, we know you're the psychos, but...
We got about 22,000 fans now.
You said 22,346 fans.
We know each one.
Now this
personally.
Thing is it really is just blowing up. It's getting pretty cool.
I thought it was like 600,000.
Probably more than that.
I saw 3.7 million outside sitting outside.
Well, no, that's up to five.
geez.
That's an old sign. We got to, like the McDonald's thing, we got to change that number.
Wow, the old stripper gave me bad numbers.
No, XM is up to 5 million subscribers.
Yeah.
And then they made a huge deal with DirecTV, so things are
old
just fine.
Stripper? What did you call
it? Oh, okay. Thanks, Ben. Patrice, love advice. If you leave without us getting into this column that you...
Oh, man, was that good.
Yeah, we'll do that next. Sandy Kane is driving everyone crazy. Do you want her in? I don't know. We'll figure out the Sandy Kane mess, and we got to talk. We got to do the Donald Sutherland audio before we get out of here.
I can't
audio.
See him crying.
Weeping.
This show is so stupid. We do 4 hours every day, right? 3.5 hours, we just BS our brains away, and then the last half hour, we try to get the stuff
we wrote down as show prep.
But Laszlo and Steve put this together for our first anniversary. Mm-hmm. It's really, really Master Poe or something like that. As part of the auction we did for the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Really?
Once again, I want to thank all the fans. We raised well over $50,000 in the end. That's pretty damn cool. We're going to have to get like a graphic up on opieandanthony.com or something. And the Peter Brady pictures with his really hot piece of ass young girlfriend are up on the website as well.
Can
yes,
I just say
Patrice?
Thank you for the Liberator? Oh. Appreciate the Liberator.
You got a Liberator?
Thank you for the Liberator.
Oh, wow. Nice.
What's a Liberator?
No room for it. I'm going to put it in the kitchen.
That's what you have sex on.
Wait, you're taking one home or you got one?
It's like a little couch thing. One shaped like a wedge, one shaped like a
pillow. There's a Liberator right there. It's a couch made for sex positions.
Just for sex.
Yes, yes, yes.
They started with a cute little cheese wedge, and now they're getting out of hand with these designs, actually.
Great. Oh, we're going to have fun. We are going.
You're really going to bring one home? Yeah, you're a perv, though. Do you have a swing?
I have a swing.
Tell us you have some kind of sex swing, right?
You have a sex swing?
Yeah, yeah.
How many pounds of pressure does it hold?
I had to buy a...
a hydraulic swing?
I don't get in it, Pumpkin. I don't get in it.
He called me
He's
Pumpkin.
Using the same shit they use on the Verrazano Bridge.
I don't get in it.
He's going to turn it on.
But it holds
300
pounds. It's great.
Oh. Sounds like the end of the Terminator.
Trying to keep my sex life going, man. You know, I gotta go until I can't go no more, dude.
I know.
What do you just get bored with the same old thing, and you gotta like think up some new shit?
My girl is getting to be like I have. The best thing is like my girl's a hoe, but she was not. I'm creative, and she's a hoe, and I've just constantly been bringing
new shit to the table.
And
right
now, she's insatiable, which is why I have to swing now. And not the swing
it
in
makes
my house.
Perfect
I have to
sense.
I have to go and get her extra.
What do you do with the swing? I don't get it.
She sits in it and it
exposes the entire area.
And then you get under it, you could spin her around, right?
It's delicious.
Does it have like a bungee cord, Lisa?
They have a bungee cord one. All yeah. Right. Yeah, so, you know.
Where do you dangerous. Where do you put it? Does it go hang from
in
something?
In the vagina.
Not his penis, Opie. I know that. In the fucking.
It's pretty despicable, man, but, you know.
I don't like anything, like you talk about the bungee thing, or I don't like anything but me controlling the in-out kind of motion, because I've seen too many pornos where the chick is going wild on the guy and... The dick bends.
Yeah.
You ever see the dick bend?
You can break your
Looks
dick.
Like you're kinking a hose for a split second.
Yeah, but now it has a curve in it. You got to, Anthony.
To the left?
You gotta step up the filth, man. You gotta be a piece of crap.
Yeah, but the bungee thing like that, taking control of the in out, that could injure you. Mm.
You can like break. You can break your dick.
Yeah, and
really,
you're clear
can,
of that.
You can actually
really
break your dick.
Yeah.
Seriously, and it won't fill up.
Really?
Honest to God, I've read
Dude,
about
we
it.
We all know you can break your dick.
You could snap all
right.
it.
I really am talking like I'm like I'm breaking news
yeah,
right
we,
now.
We own them. You know?
Bob is reformed. I think I'm the only one left. The only piece of filth left.
No, Norton. Norton's a piece
hey,
of shit.
Yeah, but speaking you know. Of filth, Patrice had a Dear Patrice column.
I love this.
What magazine is this?
The Comical, I think, for some reason people have been seeing it in other papers and stuff. Oh.
So this is a regular feature you're doing?
Yes.
It looks like it because you could write to Patrice, Dear Patrice at thecomical.com. The first question, Dear Patrice, I'm a 23-year-old girl dating a 59-year-old man. We get along really well, and the relationship is very strong. I've dated other guys, but he's the best boyfriend I've ever had. The best thing is that, because of his age, he doesn't play games. If the relationship is so strong, why am I embarrassed to tell my friends and family? You want to read the Patrice part, Anthony?
I love this, man. Because you're a gold-digging piece of shit. But I love you for that. I like how you gave her her props.
I'm a nude.
I always tell women...
She's a gold digger.
I always tell women, while you're young and pretty, get rid of your dignity while you still have it.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
50-year-old women have to have dignity. It's forced upon them. When you're 23 years old, hot, you can fuck a 59-year-old man and get some money for it. Show something for the pussy that people want. That's now people would read this and think, you know, oh, that's harsh.
Well,
that's...
no, it's like I don't understand why women don't make millions off their pussy and then like do the college and the I'm a better myself thing when no one wants to fuck them.
Right. Do it.
But
while...
then you want to fuck and no one wants you and now you want to all the time. You oh gimme and you go yeah it's been a pleasure. Why don't you go to college?
Do what you can do. Be a kept woman.
I think
and tell yourself anything. But let's be honest, you're a hoe.
You can tell yourself anything. You can be like, oh, I love him, like Peter Brady's girl. It's like he's the poopy too. But it's like, you know what? You're enamored with his Peter Brady-ness. Be honest, hoe.
You are what you are. Stop looking to be absolved. Accept what you're doing. You don't have anything to keep pretending you like his wrinkled balls on the top of your forehead. Stop telling yourself you're doing it for all the other horse shit.
You know, meaning, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you're 35 fucking a 70-year-old man. And it's like, you don't want to do that. Just be who you are. Be proud of it. If I were a 23-year-old woman, I'd fuck anything that moved and get some money. Go to school when you're 30 or 40. Do terrible things when you're young and can do them. That is.
I'd love to see this girl's face as she read this advice.
Her reply.
I'm glad they have a picture of you next to it so she can just put it together.
The picture's there so you don't mistake it.
And look at that dumb picture, too. Yeah. Like it says it all. Yeah. Like,
that's so you don't mistake it for Dear Abby. They put the picture there.
Yeah, we're going to put this fucking big fucking ass, this black ass.
Ben, what's up?
Who's basically, his advice is, you know what? Be a prostitute.
Yeah.
Make some money. And if you need a pimp, call me.
And then fill out the college applications.
Yeah. Ben, prostitute.
Sandy Kane is, we've received complaints from other people in the offices. She's been in our office bothering us. And now
why can't she just sit the fuck down and shut up?
Poe's had it with her. He's ready to throw her out. So do we
want her in?
I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
All right, bring her in.
Drag her in for a couple of minutes.
As we read the next
Patrice
letter. Here's the next one. I've been going out with this girl for 4 years and we still haven't had sex. I bring it up every once in a while, but she says we aren't ready yet. I don't want to force her, but I feel 4 years is more than long enough. What should I do? Patrice writes, that's the thing. Women always wonder what ready is. You know what she's really saying? She's saying you're not really that good looking. Because what women do is they barter their vaginas with our time. A woman
it's a trade-off, right?
A woman looks at me and thinks... Yeah. Okay, he's handsome, but my pussy is worth about 3 months of his time, energy, and money. If a guy's handsome enough, she'd give it up right away because his time is considered way more important than her pussy. So your problem is that she's not sure how long to barter her pussy with your time, especially if she's not a virgin. If she's not a virgin, it's like, what? You fucked a guy under the stairwell or the bleachers, but now you're wondering if it's the right time for me. I hate a bitch that makes me wait if she don't make anybody else wait. I don't want to wait any longer than any other dude. Then they go, well, that was a mistake. Well, you better make another mistake. Get it right on the next motherfucker, not me.
That's good. You don't want to have to wait longer than any other guy she's been with.
Instead of Dear Patrice, this should be Dear Creep.
Actually, Steve wants to rename the column. Steve, Bayshore, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Man. Hey.
You should rename the column Dear Apey.
Oh, Jesus.
Good one, you trying to come out the closet and edgy fag. Look,
hey, what?
Wait, listen, he goes, Dear Apey, like it was edgy. You're an ass. I've been called worse by my mother, you jackass. Go punch a clock, stupid. Probably snuck outside to have a Coke and they, Apey, good one.
I'm sorry, Patrice, I didn't know he was going to say
that. Yes, you did.
It said Dear Apey on the thing.
That's what I said. That's what the column is,
Buzz
Dear
call.
Apey. Don't give away all our
screen.
Hit the other one.
Phone call, Apey, it came in first.
Why don't you hit orangutan and silverback gorilla, too.
That's right. Why I like Bill Burr. He doesn't give away all our secrets.
I know. That phone call was, the subject was,
wants to call him Apey. What the fuck? Come on.
And then my job is to go, wow.
And this guy's like, the guy's on the phone going, jeez, I told him what I was going to say.
Yeah, we lambast him.
We
do that for real sometimes. And actually, I was joking about it, I didn't know. But there are times we'll have a guest and we'll be like, wow, it said he was wanting to talk about Bush.
I didn't think it was your mother's Bush.
Oh, dear. Listener wants to call Patrice AP.
Patrice.
Sorry, we're protecting you.
Oh, they're awful, right. Awful people.
Hey, Sandy.
And I'm on the radio.
Hi, Opie. How you doing?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey. What's up, Sandy?
Hi, AP.
Hey, Sandy.
There's,
Jesus. I think it's a very good name for you, Patrice.
Shut up.
You know, you look more like an AP than a Patrice.
Yes, I know.
Were you Irish?
Betty Boop's grandmother.
I didn't call Betty Boop. All right,
this bitch did silent porno. It used to click when she was...
Same camera they shot Nosferatu on.
That's how she came up there. Yeah.
See her shadow walking on the wall with the big long nail?
Didn't I see you at Weight Watchers? Weight Watchers?
Enough of you, William Dafoe.
Have another pizza.
William Dafoe with a wig.
Have another pizza, man. Have another slice.
You're not going to go toe-to-toe with Patrice.
I mean, all I know is... I'll
tell you right now.
Shut up, stupid.
I took a picture, and it took off the whole camera.
You're
going to be half off the picture.
Oh, God.
Are you out of your mind?
What's wrong with
you? Yeah, don't go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, leave it alone.
I'm not toe-to-toe. I mean...
Buns!
His toe weighs more than my whole body.
Sandy should be running for some gooks, and they should be playing a dodge for the string as a helicopter flies over. And she takes a wig off. You can't see me!
I bet you have no hair under that, too. I bet he's bald.
You can't see my wig!
I bet he's bald under that cap.
Charlie Sheen!
Balls. Why don't you take your hat off? I bet you're bald.
We gotta go back and get her! We gotta go back and get her!
Charlie! Oh my God!
Did I see you at Weight Watchers?
Gracious, poor lady. I'm like, why am I doing that to this woman? I'm sorry.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry.
Well, if you get your own show, you'll need two televisions to watch it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That was a good one.
Religious man, you.
Oh, don't do that,
Sandy. No, I'm just saying.
Betty Droop.
TVs.
Oh, God. Oh,
shit.
Shouldn't you be somewhere with your feet curled up under a house?
You are a house. You are a house.
Oh, maybe you thought I was a flying ape. Am I pretty?
He's wearing yellow. I thought he was a school bus. What are you, a school bus or what?
I want my slippers!
What do you eat for supper, man? 10 pizzas?
Oh.
What do you eat, baby?
Oh, God,
what do you eat, school buses?
God bless her.
Man, I'm telling
God bless
you.
Sandy.
I need to be blessed.
Oh, shit.
What do you eat, school buses?
Oh, first time.
Come on. No, I like
God.
That one.
Oh, God, Jesus Sandy. God.
What do you eat? Oh, okay.
Again. You don't have your blonde little fucking Jean-Benet Ramsey wig on.
Not only, I just changed. Nothing stays the same but change, Anthony.
I hear you.
All right, gotta
that's
change.
That's good. You're, what is that,
and
red?
I shaved my bush, but I'm not going to show it today.
You shaved it?
Yeah.
How did you get around Twaddle?
I did.
Yeah, you circumnavigated against that big fucking vaginal wart.
No, I waxed it.
Did you wax it?
Bikini wax.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it, Patrice?
No, I'm not showing it, man.
Have you seen it, Patrice?
When I waxed,
dude, it looks like an earlobe.
They waxed it off.
What are you doing?
She waxed her bush, and now people could use it as a C. Everett Koop costume.
Now I got like a shaved bush.
Did you get the Asian guy in to say hi?
I got a new black boyfriend.
Oh yeah,
very small dick too. I mean, I'm amazed. Usually black men have big dicks. Mm-hmm. Do you have a big one?
Not really.
Okay, all right.
Oh shit! It's probably as big as that wart.
Oh shit!
Oh Jesus! Hey, who do we got in the studio? Another guest?
What's your name, sir?
Will.
Will.
Yes.
And you are here for what?
I bid on the auction.
This fucking guy's eyes, he has the biggest eyes I've ever seen for an Asian guy.
He opened them up pretty wide.
Patrice, throw all those pens on the ground and see if you can count them real quick.
And you won the auction for what?
I bid on the Matt Hardy action figure.
Matt Hardy action figure.
Yes. I'm not Bob Kelly. Don't hold my hand.
Was he gay or something? Were you gay, Patrice?
I'm just trying to help him out. He's a little
just like Adrian.
I also bid on the Master Pole lessons.
Master Pole lessons. Now, then he's going to teach you some karate.
Something like
that. If I may say it like that. Some taekwondo.
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you know any? Or is this like you're just going to be a beginner?
Pretty much a beginner.
You get your ass kicked a lot, is why you want to learn a little self-defense?
They try to, but...
They try to, but what stops them?
Well, I heard them. What the hell?
You do? You fight back?
Yeah. I have no real skill in it, but I do.
Do you just got to see sometimes...
Oh, wow.
Damn it. Sometimes
running
Asian guys
show.
Just got to take that stance, and they scare the shit out of you.
Well, thanks for spending all the money.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Sandy, I heard you were driving everybody fucking crazy out there because he wouldn't sit down.
I blew him in the bathroom. I blew him in the bathroom,
no,
that Asian guy.
No, you didn't.
And he had a very small dick.
Jesus Christ.
You have nothing. Betty Droop.
Yeah. Let's say hi to Will.
Betty Droop.
Betty Droop is
Betty Droop.
She was annoying everybody out there.
I have a friend here. I wanted to bring him on the show. His name is Scotty the Blue Bunny.
All right, we can
book him. Yeah, Jesus Christ, that guy looked like a psychopathic faggot.
This is my second foster dad.
Why does he look like Fezzy? Yeah. Doesn't he look like Fez?
Yeah, he's got a little Fez to him.
Can I bring him on?
Yeah, bring him on when? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on back tomorrow with, what is his name?
Scotty the Blue Bunny.
Yeah, and what does he do?
We haven't been able to spend any time with him.
The witch from Beastmaster?
He sings Inka Dinka Doo.
I know that water's supposed to be on my nose.
No, Inka Dinka Doo. He's really, really... He works burlesque rooms all over the city.
Will in New Jersey, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that you're not a fag if they pin you down.
Not a fag if they pin you down. Very good. Let's say hi to Prozac. Prozac, what you got?
I learned Peter Brady's chick is built like a heroin needle with a coin slot pussy.
Yes.
And that Bob Kelly is a fat chink who is also a nigger cook.
Jeez.
Jesus. Thanks, everybody. Patrice, you want to come back? What's your schedule like this week?
I have no schedule. It's just...
All right, come on
back. Pop in anytime, man. Absolutely.
Can I plug something?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
My special? It's Friday.
HBO special?
Yeah.
It's this Friday.
Patrice O'Neill on HBO this Friday. Very good.
That's hot. That's hot.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
And Robert Kelly, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
See you tomorrow, man.
And maybe Patrice and Sandy, what do you want to say as we end the show?